and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. Today we're discovering a special word, harbinger, H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R. This word has traveled. It originated in Old German as a noun, meaning army shelter or lodging. It moved into Old French as a verb, meaning to provide lodgings such as housing, shelter, or accommodation. Now imagine a group of men riding horses, where one separates from them and rides his horse faster. He looks for an appropriate place for all the group to stay. This is how it arrived in Middle English. It meant a member of a noble or royal group who assigns accommodation to guests or rides ahead to prepare an encampment, host, or innkeeper. These days, a harbinger is a person or thing that comes before and warns or shows that something is coming. I will tell you four example sentences using the word harbinger. When you hear them, think about what the harbinger is. Also, feel free to pause and repeat the examples. 1. Dark clouds are a harbinger of a storm. The dark clouds are the sign that a storm is coming. 2. The sudden drop in stock prices was a harbinger of the economic crisis. The drop in prices was a warning that the crisis would happen. 3. The arrival of the swallows is a harbinger of spring. When the birds come, it signifies that spring is near. 4. That strange silence was a harbinger of trouble. The silence warned that something bad was going to happen. Today, harbinger is mostly used as a noun. The verb form is rare and mostly found in formal or old-fashioned writing. For example, the strange weather harbingered a shift in the climate, meaning the weather signaled or predicted a change in the climate. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. I hope this episode is the harbinger of great progress in your English. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. If you haven't already, please subscribe. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge.